Finally, you can turn on the television and not see highlights, or really lowlights, of the recent fight at the Indiana Pacers-Detroit Pistons basketball game. But commentator Frank DeFord says the damage to the NBA may have already been done.
Nobody much wants to talk about it, but the subject of race is never far from issues involving the NBA. When the United States basketball team drew so much criticism for its lackluster performance in the Olympics, it was transparent that at least part of that censure was driven by the fact that the American team was all African-American. And it has been impossible to overlook the videotaped reality that in the dreadful riot that took place in Detroit at the Pistons-Pacers game, it was not just a case of players going into the stands. It was black players going after white fans. Basketball is, of course, hardly alone in sport in presenting the picture of a white audience surrounding a predominantly black performance. It's a familiar irony. And, too, it's ridiculous to suggest that even a significant minority of white NBA fans are racist. If you don't like blacks, then, for goodness sake, why would you pay to go see a basketball game? But I would even wonder whether the Detroit incident will much bite into the NBA base. As a matter of fact, in the late Senator Moynihan's wonderful phrase, deviancy has been so defined down in both the behavior of athletes and the civility of crowds in most all sports that I'm not even convinced that the Detroit melee will register as much as two other prevailing NBA turnoffs do. The prime of these is simply the way the game is now played. Large numbers of people don't think that the NBA today is as attractive a product as it used to be when, say, Magic Johnson and Larry Bird were the beau ideals of a team game. I never hear anybody say they like football or baseball less today because that game has changed. Do you ever hear that? I hear it all the time about what has become D-ball, dumb, dull, and dunk. And it's not Commissioner David Stern's fault, as is so often suggested, that he tied the league's fortunes to individual stars rather than teams and is now reaping the whirlwind. By its very more intimate nature, basketball has always been the team game where one man can most easily command the spotlight. It's just that the sport has swung too far out of balance, and the players and their strengths and deficiencies are shaped long before the best ones end up in the NBA. The perceived attitude of the players, and some of this does feed off old racial stereotypes, is the other major problem. Ron Artest, the prime instigator in Detroit, had earlier remarked that he wanted time off from his Pacer labors to promote his rap album. Oh. Latrell Sprewell, annoyed that the Timberwolves didn't pay him quite so many millions as he sought, suggested then that he might have to lie down on the job. So people ask, do these guys care? Or do these millionaire black guys care? What happened to Detroit, then, does not strike me as a catastrophe that can turn the casual fan, whatever his race, away from the NBA. It's just something that will make it harder to bring the wary consumer who has already left back.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.